Welcome to Garage à Trois. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm ready for the weekend. How are you? Yeah.
Same. Oh. That's amazing, especially with this debate. Did you catch any of the debate tonight?
No, I don't allow that man's voice in my home.
Yes, I love it.
He's not allowed. Unless Sarah Cooper is, like, you know, mimicking him.
Oh, I love it.
Have you seen her? She's amazing.
I've heard that she's getting a show on Netflix, and I'm excited to watch it. But no, before that, I hadn't heard of her before. So now I have to check her out.
Go on her Instagram. She's hilarious.
I love it. Awesome. Well, let me start by introducing our very special guest for the night. This is Jessica Flanagan. She and I met because we're very fortunate to be members of the community pool here in Ventura, which has been a little slice of heaven, especially in these times. All COVID compliant, of course, but yes. It's nice to get away to the pool every now and then and just, you know, step out of this reality for a bit.
It is the social scene.
It really is. Mayor Bob, because Bob knows everyone at the pool, and he actually introduced us, which is a very nice man.
He's great. Yeah, he's great.
I love it. Yeah. So we met and kind of hit it off, and I was like, she'd be a great guest, so let's make it happen. And here we are.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Yay. Thanks for joining. So let's start by just give a little intro of what you're currently doing and how many years of experience in the medical field that you have.
Oh, okay. So I'm a nurse. I work for our local public health, and I have been a nurse for going on 3 years. So this is my second career. I just started my master's program to get my nurse practitioner. So I'm almost done with my first term. So that's exciting.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm excited and a little frightened. it'll be fine. I just have to keep telling myself it'll be fine. So I've been doing that. Before that, I worked for the federal government doing anti-terrorism force protection stuff. Because I was
stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was, in law enforcement when I was in the Navy. So
amazing.
Yeah. It was fun. Well, it lasted. yeah. So that's a little bit about me. And so, yeah. And we have a connection, since you're on the board of Turning Point.
Yes.
And we have had great success with clients with Turning Point. So give all of your money or some of your money to Turning Point because they're an amazing program. They're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the shout out.
Love it.
So it's good to have professionals also. You know, I can tell my friends and my family all about it, but when another professional is like, they're an amazing organization, you're just like, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Validation.
Good people.
They are great
people. And great, great program.
Thank you. How long were you in the Navy? I had no idea that you were in the military before going into nursing. So that's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. So I was in for 8 years. And I did everything from sitting in a watchtower to going on patrol, to being a drill instructor for our A school, which is your trade school that you go to after you graduate from boot camp. So, okay. Yeah, so I did that. And then I was the command investigator for the command kind of towards the end, filling in. It's normally a position that goes to a chief, but there was a 9-month lapse. So they were like, well, we have a military police, so let's just throw her in. And so I did.
Wow.
And I survived. So
So that's the law enforcement piece. Oh, very cool. I had no idea about that background.
Yeah. So that's me. I have a daughter. She's 7. She's amazing. And an amazing husband. He's all right. he's the okayest. Private joke.
I love it.
And he just started a business in town. He's a machinist. So, yeah.
Okay. So what's the business called? Let's plug it.
Nah, it's Flanagan Precision Machining. And why not start a master's program and open a business in the middle of a pandemic, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You guys are overachievers, your whole family.
We do all of the things. It's ridiculous.
And so you've got an entrepreneur there. You have you're in a master's program. And your daughter is also homeschooling, like everyone else in the county.
Yeah. So she goes to childcare and doing the distance learning. Okay. Yeah. So she's doing really good. Fortunately, I'm gonna say fortunately, you know, she's managed to maintain her like social emotional, you know, needs during this time. When a lot of kids, you know, are all just kind of isolated, and it definitely takes a toll on them. So right. I'm glad that like parks are open now, and, you know, kids can get some fresh air and play together. And it's amazing how great kids are following the rules. Like, they know, like, Charlotte will not like hug you. She'll give you a fist bump. You go in for a hug and she'll like do like the stop, be like, no, no, coronavirus. And she'll remind you.
They do. They, so. My, a girlfriend of mine works for St. Bonaventure High School, and they just started their, the kids can go, if they're in a sport, they can practice. So she runs the cheer program there.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, she's like, we've had no problems. They know the drill. Nobody, you know, they're excited to see each other, but from a distance, like, yeah, they all are just fall in line because I think they're just excited to be out. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're better than a lot of the adults out there.
Right? They just know. They just know. Yeah.
They know what's at stake.
Exactly. Okay, so what is your opinion? We can do medical opinion, personal opinion. What is your opinion on second wave of COVID that we're seeing, you know, spikes in different parts of the country now? But
So I actually talked to my coworker about this because he was deployed shortly with our public health director, Dr. Levin. And so I always kind of pick his brain. And I asked him about that. And, you know, he kind of referenced the second and third wave from the Spanish flu and just kind of how those projections, you know, that seems to be like what, you know, he was saying is the anticipation. So, I mean, yeah, the second wave was worse than the first wave for the Spanish flu. The third wave was even worse. The second wave came around winter time. The biggest concern, I think, is the flu.
Right.
Because like we saw with the Thomas fire and then the mudslide, disasters don't happen in a vacuum. So you get the flu, you are like already sick. Your immune system's been kind of
compromised, you
know,
or
and now you're a great candidate for, like, you know, having worse symptoms for coronavirus if you should get that also. So just keeping that in mind, get your flu shot. It's time.
We did as a family the other day. We all went in together and just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. No, it's it's great. So yeah, get your flu shot so that, you know, if you get sick, you're only getting sick from one thing.
And let's debunk the myth that people say you can get the flu from the flu shot. You cannot get the flu from the flu shot.
No, you cannot.
you can experience some symptoms like fatigue and aches, but that's just because.
Right. Because your body recognizes that that is like, because what you're basically what the vaccine is doing is introducing something that says, I look like the flu, so that your body then recognizes it.
We'll fight it.
And we'll fight it. So that's kind of where those milder symptoms come from.
Uh-huh.
That's just a reaction, you know, your body's defense mechanism kind of like activating, you know, putting on the punching gloves and getting ready to, you know, fight the flu should the real thing happen. So no, you cannot get the actual flu from the flu shot. It's not a live, you know, virus.
Right. So. Yay. Thank you. Because that's so many of my friends are like, oh, I'm not going to get it. You know, you can get the flu from the flu shot. I'm like, no, you can't. It's like the misinformation about everything right now is like too overwhelming.
Don't
like,
ask Dr. Google. Just don't do it.
Find a real live source of information and trust those sources.
Yeah. Up to date. That's a really good source that you can look up for medical stuff.
It's called Up to Date.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good website. You can look stuff up, and then there's like a kind of a patient version handout, you know, so it kind of breaks it down in more like layman's terms versus the more medical side of things. If you're into that, then you can like totally geek out on all the research that has gone into the information there. But if you're just looking for a quick answer, you can just Google Up to Date your whatever it is you're looking for, flu, I don't know, osteopenia, whatever, and read about it, and then hit the patient, you know, patient education section. And it'll give you lots of information.
Is the website uptodate.com? Is it a website?
It is a website.
Okay.
It's Up to Date. I don't know. I just kind of like put it in my browser.
And it finds it.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the notes.
Uptodate.com. There it is. I think it's a Lippincott. Is it? I think it's Lippincott. Maybe. No, it Wolters Kluwer.
What does that mean?
That's a publisher.
Oh. I'm like, what are all these terms?
I have to cite my sources.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, all these medical terms. I'm like, what is that?
No, it's the publisher.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, I don't want to get plagiarism in trouble as a grad student. I'm in that mode.
Brilliant. I totally get it. Okay, so with the flu season and this quote-unquote second wave sort of upon us, what is your opinion on kids going back to in-person learning here?
Oh, my gosh.
The hybrid model. So Ventura County, it's K-5 with a hybrid model that's so in person a few days a week, and then in these pods, right? They have to be in a pod of same students, and then also the distance learning. So it would kind of be half and half.
Right. So I was under the impression that the plan was to not, you know, start schooling until January.
Right.
You know, because the after the holidays, you know, winter break and start the year fresh, and then give more time to like plan and stuff. And again, I'm not on any of the boards. I'm not participating in, I mean, I'm working all day. I can't, you know, I haven't looked up any of the things, but just from, I like talked to my daughter's principal today, like via the app, the Parent the Square parent thing.
Connect. Oh, yeah. Parent Square. Yeah.
And so I was asking her, I was like, so what happened with coming in early? And I guess it was just what the public said they wanted to do from that questionnaire that they sent out to everybody.
Okay.
And I asked her about, you know, what's the deal with you have to decide if you're going to do in-person or distance, and that's it until the end of the year. And the justification behind that was with all the shuffling of all the teachers and kind of getting organized because they have to have smaller classroom sizes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, your online teacher isn't going to be the, you know, you're, if you're doing distance learning, there's a chance you won't have your, the teacher that you've had so far. Sure. And they just said, you know, because of all the shuffling that they've had to do, you know, having that kind of stability was one of the things that they wanted. Yeah. So that's why she said like no changing. And then I asked about like if things open back up, and she kind of said that they're basing, you know, their decisions. They're working with Dr. Levin, our director of public health. Mm-hmm. He's a lovely man. He's wonderful. he's great. And they were basically saying like, if a vaccine comes out and it's widely available and it works well, then the idea of increasing the days from school can be like considered. But mm-hmm. as far as things go now, the 2 days a week is like the plan. And I asked her, I was like, well, if they expand that to like 3 or more days, what about the distance kids? And she said, you know, if that happens, it would only be fair to like try and fight to get the other kids to come back too. So it's set in stone, but you know, we're on shifting, right. We're on shifting ground. So, you know, semper Gumby, always flexible.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of where we're at. And I'm nervous because, you know, it really puts parents in a difficult spot, especially mm-hmm. if you have people work all day. They don't have time to like drop off their kid and then come pick up. And then, you know, what's going to happen with after school programs? Because the kids right. have to remain in pods. So what does that leave us with? Do the kids that don't go to school on Mondays and Tuesdays then, you know, not have a place to go? Because the Monday, after. Tuesday kids are there and we can't mix, and are all after school programs doing that? I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I know there are programs like the YMCA has a childcare program. I don't know what other.
Yeah. Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
Which
so
is.
So they are all open with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've been open and have been such a help for families that, you know, essential workers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
So, yeah. It's all, everybody's really worried. So, I'm there. I'm right there with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll hope that those answers come. I'm sure that they will.
We have another month, 5 weeks to see if it even goes, because right. who knows what happens between now and then. You take every day, you know, one at a time.
Right.
These days. So yeah. We'll see. But yeah, it makes me a little nervous. And
yeah, anything could happen now. It's 2020.
Oh my gosh. Just give up 2020. You've crushed us all.
I'm devastated. So.
What are your guys' plans for Halloween? Like, are you doing Halloween? Do you have a little pot of, you know, a bubble, as they say? Do you have your own bubble that you hang out with? Or what's your plan?
Well, I was discussing with my husband if we wanted to pass out candy. I was like, I've got the perfect idea. We'll get a big container with a lid, and I'll have tongs, like the long barbecue tongs, and I'll just put my mask on, and I'll just tong it out, and I'll stand in the driveway, and, you know, the trick-or-treaters that want to come, you know, let them have their thing. Yeah. I don't believe that we're going to go trick-or-treating.
Sure.
But I think we might like do some like scavenger hunt or something around the house. But we did some decorating last night, and we're going to do pumpkin carving. And I think the Santa Barbara Museum has a thing the next 2 weekends about spooky. They like decorated the botanical, the natural museum and the Sea Center. So that email came out. So we might do that.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I'm just promoting all over town today.
Well, great. That's more. I didn't know about half these things. So now I'm like all about uptodate.com and the Santa Barbara History and Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
So we'll check these things out. That's awesome. Yeah, there are a few houses in our neighborhood that kind of went all out decorating. So I feel like, you know, those houses will at least be doing something. So if the kids want to like go across the street or like up the block, that's fine. But I'm not going to be like door to door because
right.
I don't know what other people's feelings are. And
right.
I just feel like everyone's kind of just letting it blow over.
Right. And then if you decorate and then don't pass out candy, are you sending a mixed message?
Right.
Like, are you going to be breaking tiny little ghost and goblin hearts like all over town?
Yes.
You're going to be so disappointed. I don't know. I was thinking about what you were saying about the pods and I was like, yeah, I guess our street kind of has a pod because we've got a couple kids and they're just a pack of children that like run and ride
around.
Their bikes up and down the street.
Fun.
You know, and so they're, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's the pod.
Right. Exactly. We lived here for it'll be 3 years this October. Yeah. This month, the end of this month. And we just like, we'd always say hi to everyone and wave to everybody. But during pandemic, it's like, you know, we really met the neighbors, you know, like our kids have been running around together and, you know, we had backyard drinks and like all the things that, you know, you're like, why haven't we done this
yeah.
sooner? It's like,
yeah. So are you going to pass out candy?
I think we'll be in the driveway or, you know, on the corner and just outside and have a little table and go. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we definitely decorated and did all the things. So we don't want to break any little hearts.
Right. So I don't know if you know, but the Ventura County Public Health website, they have like guidance on like
perfect
safety precautions and recommendations for Halloween and Dia de los Muertos and things like that. So that's a good place if anybody's like, ooh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, wash your hands, wear your mask.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere if you're sick.
Please, please.
Don't pick your nose and wipe it on anybody.
Wash your hands immediately afterwards.
That's right.
Tissues are great.
If you must, wash your hands after.
Ventura County Behavioral Health?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. Public Health.
Public Health. Ventura County Public Health.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Got COVID links.
I went back to
Turning Point.
Turning Point, yeah.
Behavioral. We can talk about
public
Turning Point
health.
Some more.
Public health. I would love to. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So you guys haven't really discussed it before on the podcast, have you?
We did one episode, our first.
One of the first ones.
Yeah, one of the first episode in the first season. And then we talked about it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Last episode. But yeah, we haven't like
really gotten into the nitty gritty.
Yeah,
and
I told
understand
folks
you...
to go to the website.
Yeah, and I understand yesterday you guys had a big conference, virtual conference. One of the girls that I do my exercise with outdoors and socially distance, she works for Turning Point also.
Who?
Rena?
Yes.
Yeah, love her.
So she's great.
She was amazing. I'm sure that she like totally killed it on her her part later in the day when she had to present. So proud of her.
Oh, good. Yay. Shout out to Rena.
Yeah, Rena. You're amazing.
So I'm not in like day-to-day functions. We just had an executive board meeting actually this afternoon and we're just talking about upcoming events, and I know we've got a big virtual event planned for next May the 4th. I think we're doing it's Mental Health Month, and then we wanted to kind of piggyback on May the 4th Be With You theme because Carrie Fisher had been so public about her struggles with mental illness.
Oh, I love Carrie Fisher. She's amazing.
Right? So we were like, we'll just make this a whole thing. So I know they're planning. That's like another big event that we're planning, but I hadn't heard about the one from yesterday, but that's awesome.
Yeah. I was asking her about it and I was like, oh, is it something that like rest of public health should be like participating in? Do we need to know about it? But I guess it was more like for public, for the housing. I think it was hosted by like the county housing authority. And it's an annual one that they put on every year. The 19th one, I guess. So It's all the different organizations that kind of are involved in assisting people that are, you know, having trouble with housing.
Okay.
And how to help them. So, which is one of the things you guys do, right?
Yes.
Which is amazing. Offer amazing mental health services, drug treatment too, right? Or no?
We hook people up with any treatment that they need. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll provide transportation, make sure they get to their appointments, whether it be medical or AA meetings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any type of.
Yeah. When I was deployed for Project Room Key back in the spring, I don't know if you guys know that that's what the program was called. It was a state program. That provided like safe space, like hotel accommodations for like the homeless population that were older or medically like fragile or farm workers that were COVID positive. So we had a quarantine site for people that were positive and had no place safe to quarantine. So while we were there, part of the work that we did was kind of help, cause we weren't going to be like, all right, you're done, you know, with your quarantine, you know, go back down to the street where you were. Our goal was to do our very best to like, connect them to services or get them, you know, set up in housing or, you know, wherever, so that they, unless they wanted to, you know. So, which also segues into our amazing backpack medicine program.
I was just going to mention them.
They're amazing. I love them.
Okay. Talk a little bit more about that.
Okay. So backpack medicine is an amazing program. Basically it's what it sounds like. It's a backpack full of medicine and you hike out into like the river bottom or other places that are like kind of hard to get to. And you provide like medical care and resources and like, you know, like medicated assisted addiction treatment services to like our homeless population. Because if you're like, if you're homeless and you have a medical condition, how are you supposed to get to your appointments? How are you supposed to refill your medication prescription? So part of the homeless services
outreach,
like
kind of
is the backpack medicine, and they do the referrals and they, you know, try and link people to housing and you know, we're doing like wound care and dressing changes and, you know, it's
literally taking it to the streets.
It's awesome. It's really great. We have really, really good programs. So I'm really proud of us. Go public health.
Yay, public health. Turning Point Jason Meek has talked about backpack medicine and talked about how, you know, coming in the clutch, like really, especially during COVID and trying to get these people into quarantine and just helping. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It was a really good way to kind of get, you know, get kind of in touch with like our homeless population that may otherwise slip through the cracks. So
and it's hard too, because these folks have to want to come on their own, and if you're struggling with mental illness or, you know, drug addiction, it's hard to know who to trust, who, you know, and so like doing these outreach programs and really like literally hitting the streets and talking and engaging with our the folks that are homeless right now in the county. It's like, it's incredible work. It's hard work, but it's good work.
It's needed. Yeah.
It's overlooked, I feel like.
Yeah. And it's not just nurses, not that we couldn't, cause we're amazing, but it's, you know, doctors too. The doctors go out also. So, you know, they're on it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So really, we have really good doctors in our county. It's good.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, essential workers. Thank you, heroes. Heroes.
Thank you. Thank you, coffee shop employees. Yes. Unspoken.
All the essential workers.
All of the grocery store. Oh, yeah. My God. The backbone of like,
seriously.
Yeah. We would not be, you know, where we are now if it wasn't for those guys. So give them all the raises.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
pass some more stimulus, please.
Yes. Huh. Or just like,
we need it.
Or what about like just, you know, having everybody hit pause on collecting like rent for businesses?
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
I thought they put a moratorium. I don't know if it's businesses. I know it was.
They put a moratorium
residential.
On residential like
evictions. Right?
Yeah. But there's loopholes around that too, of course.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know. Got to have an out.
You know.
Oh, I was going to tell you. So California passed a bill giving nurse practitioners independent practice authority.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Damn. So this should be by 2023. Nurse practitioners now, the way that it stands in California now, are nurse practitioners can practice under the supervision of a physician.
Right.
But this new bill puts California in the space with other, like they said, 22 other states that allow nurse practitioners
to have their own practice.
Independent practice. Yeah. So that's going to be
amazing.
Really beneficial. And the goal was to increase access for like, you know, rural areas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Economically challenged, you know, geographic locations. So yeah, that's good. Good news.
Oh,
so the whole thing should be, they were saying by 2023, because obviously, you know, things have to be kind of worked out, details and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, so that's exciting.
Heck yeah.
I'm excited about that.
You'll be a two entrepreneur household soon.
Oh no. Oh no.
Your own practice. Mm. This is amazing.
No. My, yeah. No. I can't even think about that right now. I'm just going to try and get through school.
I know. You're like, you're like in the thick of it. Okay. Let's go back to holidays. So
oh, yes.
Halloween. What about Thanksgiving? What's your plan for do you have a big family gathering? Are you guys putting that off this year? What's your thoughts for getting together?
To be honest, we have not looked past next week.
Sure.
We are like just rolling by the
literally day by day
seat of our pants. Yeah. So
I'm sure like many people, yeah.
We haven't even thought about it. You know, we're so busy. It's there's a lot going on. Yeah, we haven't even talked about it. So,
yeah, no.
How about you guys? Are you guys planning?
We would typically host, but like I have two brothers and they're not getting along right now. So my husband's like, screw this. If they're not going to talk to each other, we're not hosting. We'll just go do our own thing. And I was like, fine with me.
Gotta love family.
But
that's
my crazy family. Yeah. But his family is in Michigan. So he got a wild hair up his booty. And he's like, well, why don't we just fly to Michigan? Which poses my next question. How do you feel about travel right now? And for the holidays?
Well, I personally am not going to be traveling anywhere. I will be working.
Okay, right, right.
You know, I know people are traveling, and I don't really know what, like, the safety, like, precautions are for flying. Yeah, so I really can't speak to that. Someone told me today, though, that that you could go to Hawaii, and if you didn't want to quarantine for 2 weeks, you could get a COVID test 3 days before you go and then like isolate for the 3 days and then they'll let you in. I don't know if that's true. That's a hearsay, but it made me think about the fact that I've never been to Hawaii and then I'd really love to go when this is all over.
No other time like the present.
Right. Oh. So
have you had to do the COVID test?
I've had to give the COVID test.
Okay. So you know how uncomfortable it probably looks.
I was the most gentle. I'm sure it is. I was the most gentle. Didn't even feel it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, but I have not had to be swabbed. There hasn't been, and it's funny because I've worked in the quarantine, so it was like around COVID positive people all the time. But mm-hmm. you know, we were always super safe. We were hooked up with making sure we had enough PPE by the county. So shout out to them. They took good care of us nurses. They were on it because we were working out of a tent.
Yeah. Right.
So
but Ventura County had a pretty, like, California Newsom, you know, was one of the quick kind of get it under control and shut it mm-hmm. down. So I'm thankful to live in California right now, quite frankly, just because.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah. So we were really safe. I haven't personally been in a situation where like there was an exposure incident for me personally. Okay. So that's good.
Yeah. No.
And I mean, I'm in and out of people's homes all day. I'm in and out of hospitals. Like, so, you know, but we're always in our masks and we're always like screening people before we go in and talk to them. So yeah, it's, we're all pretty safe. So
you lessen the risk with all those protocols mm-hmm. and precautions. Yeah. Yeah. So wear your mask, people.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face anyway, because that'll give you pimples.
One of the best memes that came out when everyone was like under quarantine, it was like someone just two hands with a glass of wine in each, and it's like you can't touch your face if you're double fisting or something like that.
Saw that.
Like, perfect.
Which brings me to another concern. The alcohol consumption rate has gone up exponentially, and with that, domestic violence incidents, intimate partner violence. People are like stressed. Maybe they got laid off, furloughed, not at work. So they're home, not used to being home with their significant other for so many days on end.
Yes. No, it's true.
Yeah. Stuff happens. So make sure that you're doing your self-care, taking care of yourself and each other.
Yes, please.
And don't.
Talking with your friends, your girlfriends. Yeah. And
it's not okay to hit. Just remember what your kindergarten teacher said.
Yes. And what you tell your children every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. So,
yeah. That's a concern. I'm like, oh, and everybody's, you know, because everybody's like, well, it's 10 o'clock. Might as well crack a beer.
Yeah. The sun's up. Let's get it going.
Yeah. So
I've at least been waiting till, you know, 4, 5. It's like happy hour time.
I've stopped drinking.
Yeah. Really? Like for good? Or are you taking a break?
I didn't. Nice. I recently lost a bunch of weight. So I haven't been drinking.
I love that.
And then just because it really messes with your head. Like it really mm-hmm. does. Like if you're already depressed, it makes you more depressed. So
for sure.
Yeah. So if you're struggling, just maybe dry out for a few days and see how you feel.
Quit the
sauce. For sure.
Yeah.
So
how do we feel about marijuana?
How do I feel about marijuana?
California, it's legal. Maybe people take advantage
of it. Don't smoke marijuana while you're pregnant. Do not. Okay. Do not listen to the mommy groups on the internet. You will be reported to CPS.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a given, but
no, there's so maybe not. Much, if we have there's to say so it. Much misinformation out there. I can't even. I cannot even. It's crazy. So don't even, yeah, do
bad. It would be
just don't.
Other than that, it's. Well, we probably don't want to be smoking right now because of COVID, but what about, like, you know, a little brownie or something?
Hey, man, you do you. You live your best life. It is against the rules for me to partake as an employee of the county, so I will not be doing it. But, you know, have fun. Call me if you need a ride home.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. Yeah,
don't smoke and drive either. It's bad.
Yeah, no, that would be under the influence.
Right. Yeah. So,
but in the confines of your own home. Yeah,
but have, you know, just do you. As long as you're being responsible.
Yeah. Be responsible. Mm-hmm. There, see?
Brilliant. Yes, we're all adults here.
We're all adults. Make good choices. Last question, then I'll let you go. And thank you again for joining us on this very special episode of Garage Atois. What is your voting plan?
We have our ballots.
Cool.
They're sitting on our table, collecting dust. Sure.
Just staring at you, right? Yeah.
Yeah, collecting dust. We haven't filled them out yet, but we will. And I think that they put voting stickers in, right? Because before, we live right down the street from our voting station. Like at the end of our street is our voting station. So in the past, we just fill out our ballots and then we grab the kid and the dog and we walk down and put our ballots in.
Uh-huh, drop them.
So we can get our stickers.
Nice.
We're not going to be doing that this year. Isn't there a thing about fake ballot boxes? Didn't I hear that?
Yes.
What is going on?
Apparently, the Republican Party was putting boxes up at like churches or other public places that said, I think they said official ballot drop, and they were not official. And the state of California was like, you can't do that. It's illegal, and did like a cease and desist or something, but. I haven't heard the latest. Like, people had already put their ballots in those boxes, so they're
now,
like,
now
what's
what?
Going on?
Right.
Now what? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How about you? But what's your plan?
We got our absentee ballots.
Oh,
and
good.
We filled them out and dropped them. We took them to an actual official drop box.
There's
at the government
at the government
center.
Center.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
So you can drop it. You don't have to mail it if you're weary about putting your ballot in the
but
mail.
You shouldn't worry about it.
Which you shouldn't worry about because our current administration is trying to scare as many people as possible. Yeah. But there is an official drop box at the government center. I'm sure there are all over town.
I know about the one at the government center. Yeah, my coworker was like, I'm heading over there. Do you have your ballot? I'll drop it off for you. Bring it tomorrow. I'll drop it off. But I'm like... You filled out your ballot already?
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I think that's it. Just vote. Vote.
Vote.
Don't
do it,
boo. Vote.
Yes. Don't say it doesn't matter. It matters. Just do it. Do a little bit of research and get out there and vote. Perfect. Well, thank you, Jessica.
Yay. Thanks, Marie. It's been fun.
So much good information.
I hope I have the voice for radio.
You do. You absolutely do. Well,
because who likes their voice recorded? No one.
my partner, Anne, she was like, I was like, Jessica's coming on Thursday. What's going on? She's like, honestly, I don't like listening to I need a break from my own voice right now. She's like, handle this one and we'll get you on the next one. I was like,
perfect.
I feel you.
Yay. Feel you. Well,
thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
You
and,
too.
Your weekend. And I'll
see you at the pool. It's supposed to get hot this weekend, right? Yeah,
I think so.
We'll get Bob out there and have a good old time.
Yeah.
Socially distance.
Do the whole thing.
And wearing sunscreen.
Yes, exactly.
SPF 35 or higher.
Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. This is Garage à Trois.